what we've become. That morning broke like any other, but then I heard from my brother. It came a trickling, dripping down the line that everything was far from fine. So dress yourself in your fancy clothes. I hope they break your brittle bones. They'll only weigh you down when all is said and done, when you join our love on the road. Take a look around, see what you have done. Conclude and bid farewell with the knelling of the bell. The unforgiven living far from me. Well, I hope that you can see what became of me. I hope that you can see what became of me. You can see what became of me. I
Good evening, everybody. This is Pat with Schultegale tonight. I'm happy to be here. If you're expecting Roger, we swapped shows here, but I'm the lucky one because I've got some friends in here in studio. But first, I want to tell you what I just played. I got both of these CDs are local talents from One for the Foxes with our good friend from Denver. She's Joanna Hyde, and she's represents Colorado well in this CD called Take a Look Around. It's brand new. It's by One for the Foxes. And we ended up there with a song called, or a CD called Sparrow. It's from the hardest working band in Denver, is Avernine, who I tell you, I mean, they're just all over the place. And this is a cool, cool CD that they just put out. And I've been listening to it here and really enjoying it. And they stopped in the studio tonight here to say hi and chat a little bit and give us some live music here. So it's just it's you, Adam, here tonight in CL.
That's right.
And sometimes you've got one or two other people who follow you around and I'm gonna take these ear things off. But right, is it so? How's that work for you?
So tonight you have old school of learning. We started out with the two of us in 2014, but at this point there's three regular members and a sometimes member too.
Yeah, we're kind of a flexible ensemble these days. Like Adam said, it started out with just the two of us, just playing pub gigs and such. And pretty quickly we added our friend Aaron Parker. And then when they moved away, we added Kenny Martinez on bass, and so now we're kind of a rotating cast of characters, but you'll typically see three or four of us in the same place. This is kind of a throwback.
You know, that's a true Irish band. I mean, you know, it's just like everybody's got a zillion projects, and, you know, the band can have two people in it or six or, yeah, absolutely.
It's good to be flexible.
Totally. I think, you know, when you're artists, you've got to be that way.
That's right.
You kind of have to go with what you got when you got it.
Roll with the punches.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you've been now. Are you guys from Denver?
So I am. I was born in a Swedish Medical Center in Denver, and I grew up here. So I've been here with some asides. Was living in another state and in France for a while. I am. Colorado, born and bred.
Living in France. So you got any Brittany tunes? Or?
Well, actually, I lived in Rennes for a year and a half, and that was where I first started really playing in pubs. Before I had just been playing songs in my room for myself. So when I was in college, I started out going to classes and playing tunes at night, and by the end of the time in France, I was playing tunes the entire time and not going to classes. So, we did some Breton tunes and a lot of Irish stuff, a lot of Scottish stuff. So it was a good primary education.
Nice. So, tell us about, you've got the new CD. It sounds like it looks like you have a lot of fun recording. It sure sounds great. A lot of creative stuff too, and you've got some of the friends you've talked about on there. And tell us about the big gig coming up in March here. Your CD release party.
Yeah, so we're having our CD release party on Sunday, March 8th, down at the Clock Tower on 16th Street, and we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a big party. We're going to have all four of us on stage, plus some extra guests. I think a large number of extra guests, actually, for the finale.
We're shooting for a super group, the Colorado Celtic super group at the end, yeah.
Well, I tell you, it seems like you've got one on this CD here, and I'm sure it's going to be a great time down there. That's Sunday, March 8th, and it's at what time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. And, like, are there door times? And
yeah, doors open at 6. And it's, it's a full-service little club, so it's a cool place to come and just even just look at the architecture because it's in the basement of the historic clock tower. I don't know if you've never been down there. And it's a nice place just to hang out and take in the atmosphere. And there's also food and, there's plenty to do if you arrive a little bit early.
You have some appetizers sip on something, munch a little bit.
Right.
You check things out. Yeah, it's a cool place.
Yeah.
I haven't been in there in a while, but it's, just loved it, I haven't been down there since Lanny's been down there. She's been gone for a little bit now.
Yeah, she the ownership kind of shifted. So
yeah. Yeah, but this is a cool building inside and out, huh?
It's great. And
it's always a pleasure to play there.
Yeah. 6 years ago when we actually just jumped right into the pool when C and I started playing music together. We were playing like 3 months together, 4 months together, and we're like, let's make a CD. So our first EP, we had our release party there as well, so it's kind of full circle.
All right. Cool. Well, I tell you what, since you're here, and since just by chance you happen to have a guitar,
I just walk around
and just by chance it's got to fiddle, you know, why don't we, you know, have some live tunes here? So what we'll do here is that they're moving some mics around on the board and that. So we'll do our best here to, I'll be the sound man and pretend I'm moving the levels around, but we're just going to shoot from the hip here and have some fun. So thanks for coming in tonight, everybody, and having fun with us. And let's have a couple tunes from Evernine, and then we'll chat a little bit.
Sounds good. In the village of Bulgaria, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. I don't want your gold or silver. I don't want your house or land. I am in love with a soldier. I have left him in my hand. There is father, book of shopping. You do as you want to. We get married on this Sunday. You wear that ring of gold. Step it out, marry my fine daughter. Step it out, marry. So that was a combination of trad tunes, and we have a couple originals on the album, and this is one of those. So this is called Banks of the Liffey. On the banks of the Liffey, one evening I drove by the banks and the bridges I stray. When I spied a bright vision all covered in gold, a glimmering girl by the cave. I have primrose and ivy and sycamore leaves. I have all of the charms of the day. So I cried to this vision before she arose and flew from the Liffey away. Banks and the bridges I stray, and the bells.
Nice, guys. Nice. Okay. That's a bank lifting. That's an original.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job, you guys. And before that, we had Step It Out Mary.
Yeah, and we snuck an old tune called As I Roped Out in the middle of that as an instrumental.
Yeah, nice. I love some of the things you do in your CDs and do things like that. You'll sneak in some things and mix up do a little kick up or throw a little twist and turn there. It's a real fun CD to listen to in that.
And so, I mean, for me, that's the real benefit of playing with C and Kenny and Aaron. Just brilliant musicians that all went to music school. Tune Kenny wanted to sneak in a classical piece by Ralph Vaughan Williams. And it just works great. It just sounds really natural. And I wish I was back home in Derry. So for me, it's a learning experience playing with these guys, and I love it.
You know, I tell you, it all works when I was listening to it.
Oh,
so, you know, it's, again, folks, it's Sparrow. Avernin is the band. They'll be down at the Clock Tower on March 8th. That's a Sunday. It'll start at 7. Now, doors will be...
It's 6.
Probably 6 o'clock. You know, they've got tasty treats down there and stuff you can sip onto. And, yeah, it's a great place. And it's that historic Clock Tower building. It's a great place to go down there, bring some friends. It should be a fun night. And...
if you're trying to find us on the internet, we happen to pick a name which is in, you know, true Irish fashion, just a wild journey of vowels.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
anybody listening, Avournin is spelled Avournin.
Now, Avournin, and that means something huggy or what?
It's a term of endearment.
Endearment, right? Yeah.
Sweetheart or beloved, which is what we named our first EP.
Yeah.
And I actually fell into a rabbit hole. I was looking at the etymology, and I forget all the specifics, but it goes back a long way.
When you get into Gaelic, getting into those rabbit holes is very easy to do, from county to county.
Jeez. Well, it's like fiddle styles from county to county.
Yeah, exactly.
Own, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's great. What turned you on? Did you grow up? Did your folks listen to Irish music, or
was the case for me? My dad plays guitar, primarily Irish guitar.
Yeah.
And so I just grew up around it. You know, he was always hosting sessions in our living room and stuff. Yeah. And so I just grew up with the music. I actually took a big break from it when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as teenagers tend to do with things that your dad does.
Right. I know that
also
now.
Also, my younger brother also plays the fiddle.
Yeah.
So, you know, he kind of got into it before I did. But this last decade or so, I've really gotten into it myself.
That's great.
And for me, I you know, my dad was a musician in Denver when he was growing up in Boulder and such. So I grew up with classic rock. And my journey into the tradition started when I was... I mean, I would listen to the Pogues when I was younger, but the real trad stuff started when I was a little older, in 18, mm-hmm. and I stumbled upon it, and when I was living in France, I stumbled even deeper into it, and it hasn't let go of me since.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all benefiting for that, for sure, and you're looking forward to that Sunday, March 8th, so we all can go down to the Clock Tower down in downtown Denver and check out the release of your new CD, Sparrow. So why don't you give us another one if you can? You got one in you?
I think we've got something kicking around.
All right.
Yeah, I thought we'd play you a set of reels to finish.
All right, I got my dancing shoes on. Thank you. Hey, thank you guys so much. Thanks for coming in and livening up my lonely little studio tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Now, once again, tell the folks that, you know, the details on your CD release and where they can get it and the big concert party March 8th.
So the most exciting place to get it will be on March 8th at 7 o'clock at the Clock Tower. It's going to be us. We're going to have a whole bunch of guests from other local bands come up on stage with us for the last part. We're going to have new merch as well, T-shirts and stickers. You can get our new record. You can get our last two records. So that's going to be super fun. But if for some reason life gets in the way, we understand, you can order the CD on our website, which is avournien.com. That's avournien.com. Those will go up the next day.
And you can also find links to and more information about our CD release show from our website.
That's right. And we, like the rest of our comrades in Irish music in Colorado, we're going to have a busy March. So if you can't make the show, we have a lot of gigs coming up, so you can find a whole list of those, too. And in the Celtic Connection, so.
All right. Boy, we sure do love that paper, don't we?
It's the only thing I read.
Okay, well, thanks again, you guys, for coming in. Yeah, we're going to play some more music, and then we'll get back with you a little bit and some other upcoming gigs coming in. So thanks again, guys, for coming in, and we're gonna throw on some tunes.
So much running, I can see myself coming around the circle that I started in. Won't somebody give me a break? Seven things that I forgot I really should have done. I'm not going nowhere till I concentrate on one. I can't smell the roses when we're grinding our noses when we joke on that five. Won't somebody give me a break? Oh yeah. Dues, I pay my rent and have some left for me. It's gotta be a crime to work so hard just to pay off the balance of your MasterCard. There's gotta be some mistake. I get you what I promised you when I get wide and old. But now I'm surfing, skating, singing close to overload. I can do without your bubble and I'm meeting someone crumble and you better not bring me tea. Won't somebody give me a break? Feels like I'm the only one. I was dead.
It's a sad tale I tell you of a sailor man's life, how his love of the high seas had cost him his wife. When I've told you my story, I'm sure you'll agree, it's not but pure folly when a man goes to sea. Just a young man of 20, I was courting a lass, full of innocent beauty, with style and with class. But the ships in the harbor, they beckoned, it seemed. I was lured by the trade winds to find fiddler's green. Yo ho ho, fiddler's green, bewitching young sailors with all of your dreams. Yo ho ho, she's calm and serene, enchantment awaits you on fiddler's green. Enchantment awaits you on fiddler's green. When first I went sailing, how a young girl did cry, but the lure of the trade winds could not be denied. And though she vowed to be faithful as my ship sailed away, she would marry with another but one year from that day. Well, I've sailed many oceans since I left Boston town, and my hair is turned silver, it was once chestnut brown. And from London to Bombay and ports in between, I was always in search of this fiddler's green. Yo ho ho, fiddler's green, bewitching young sailors with all of your dreams. Yo ho ho, she's calm and serene, enchantment awaits you on fiddler's green. Enchantment awaits you on fiddler's green.
High Time from Connemara and off their CD called Sunda. And before that, they had Realta, and they're from Belfast. And both of those bands, High Time and Realta, are converging into Denver on St. Patrick's Day. It just coincidentally is the end of their separate tours, and they're meeting together in Denver to fly out. Apparently, they're friends and got it all sorted out here, where they're going to play at the Soiled Dove on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. And can you imagine that? Is that going to be a party or what? Last date on the tour, these two young bands, one from Connemara, one from Belfast, getting together. They play tunes, they sing, some of them dance. It's going to be one of those memorable nights, March 17th, at the Soiled Dove. So check it out more at soileddove.com. And I wouldn't wait for the night. There are seats left, but I would move sooner than later. Let's see. We've got some. We have so many shows coming up. You know, there's so much happening. Obviously, with March coming in, and so many great things. You know, you know, all the stuff is going to be up on Roger Harris' Kilter Notes and the Celtic Connection in March, and it'll also be up on the CelticConnection.com website, too. It'll all be posted, but in the process of gathering all the stuff out there, because, you know, all the great Irish pubs out in our metro area have things going on, and there's some great concerts going on. There's a new little mini fest in Lakewood, Blarney on Belmar. So that will be, in the Belmar shopping area there. And that's going to be on Saturday, March 7th, from 1 to 4 o'clock at the Hyatt House. And so that's going to be new. And I was just talking to the people involved with that. They said the idea is to grow it. This is just kind of putting their foot in the water, their toe in the water, or whatever, and going to have some fun for about 4 hours and see how it goes. And the goal is to make it an annual event and try to grow it. So if you want to grow it with them, go out to the Belmar on the 7th. Like I said, there's tons of things going on. On March 13th, there's going to be Alton and Alistair Fraser. It's going to be, Natalie House is going to be with them as well. And they're going to be at the First Baptist Church in Denver, and you can get tickets through Swallow Hill. Also on Swallow Hill on the 13th at Swallow Hill is our good friends Gobs of Fun. I tell you, these guys are, that's Gobs, O-P-H-U-N, Gobs, O-Pun, you know. They're funny guys, always a good time. This has been an annual event. There's Swallow Hill March, you know, kind of St. Patrick's show, March 13th, and that's Swallow Hill. And there's been loads of it. I'd sit here and try to shoot from the hip on this stuff. Let me tell you one thing that is important for the High Kings fan. I would imagine that you would know that the show that was supposed to be a couple weeks ago was postponed because they had some visa issues. So they have their visas, and I think they're actually in the States now, and they will be at the Boulder Theater on April 9th. So BoulderTheater.com, you know, go there and get your information. But High Kings will be there, so you give them a big old round of applause the minute they walk out on stage for all the jumping through hoops that they had to go through to get their visas and get here. And I'll just tell you, too, because I'm just happening to be looking at it, I got the Celtic Connection for me. Alan Doyle's got a couple of shows with his band, the Beautiful, Beautiful Band, and special guest Chris Trappers. So, you know, many of you know Alan from, you know, being the front man for Great Big Sea, and now his own band's just growing. Of course, if you know Alan, he's the nicest guy, loves his, takes it personal to go out and meet everybody and watch everybody have a good time, and such a good guy and such a great talent, and his band's just amazing. So that's another one. That's done in May, so you got a while on that. But you know, it comes quickly, so I would get on that. So two shows at the Soiled Dove, May 5th and 6th. If you're interested, go to soileddove.com. Well, man, I tell you, I was really jazzed about that with the little live gig here with Vernine. I tell you, it was a lot of fun, and you know, just so fun having. We got such great local talent here in that, and it's fun to have them in, and hopefully you guys get out and support them when you can, and in other local talent. Again, their concert is going to be Sunday, March 8th. It's just not a concert. It's their CD, their new CD called Sparrow. It's their CD release party, and it's downtown Denver at the Clock Tower building. So it's that cool building down there on the 16th Street Mall, that landmark there. So go down there if you can. Doors open at 6, shows at 7. So we all can get out early enough to go to school or go to work or whatever the next day. It's an all-ages show, and should be a lot of fun. Another band, you know, a local talent and been around a long time here, and it's Colcannon. And boy, they have, you know, been in the area for a long time. And Mick, the founder, is packing his bags and moving home back to Ireland and taking his wife Jean with him. So they'll be wrapping up their glorious time here in Colorado and beyond. And you know, so March, you know, they've got a few shows, I think 3 shows left in that. So you can go to their website or again check out Roger's list on the Celtic Connection. Matter of fact, I think I've got one of their songs here on one of my little compilations. Let's put it on, and you know, here's Colcannon. See him when you can, because last 2 or 3 gigs coming up, and then you have to go to Ireland to see him. All right, here we go.
All them punches, all them tags, and Lani each and all them puddy. Me name Vermeshka Gurs Array, McGrath and Jarks and Ted or Cappy. Lama beam la each a trek, beam Lani yig a glek nangani. Lala fiends a rich gun friend, McGrath and Jarks and Ted or Cappy. All them punches, all them tags, and Lani each and all them puddy. Me name Vermeshka Gurs Array, McGrath and Jarks and Ted or Cappy. Her my yacht the lear red, and we's an ace na half shag lani. Bosh the gillis rinnegay, o tam the jack me fwell them gari. All them punches, all them tay, Selani each and all them puddy. Ni vim ernesh got where's the ray, McGrath and Jarks and Ted or Cappy. Sava vim my lila gray, and since I say like schlep is starry. Gan coin gan kiss up minting set, a carry and jack not care the sally. All them punches, all them tay, Selani each and all them puddy. Ni vim ernesh got where's the ray, McGrath and Jarks and Ted.
There you go. A little bit of Colcannon. Again, the last 3 shows coming up here, you know, March and that. So I would definitely see him if you can. And, you know, it's kind of sad to see him go. But, you know, hey, Ireland calls, I guess. A couple shows, a couple more shows, and I'll repeat a few other ones. Somebody called in they missed a date here. So the Denver Brass, of course, have their annual shows March 7th and 8th. And March 14th and 15th. So they've got Celtic Castles March 7th and 8th at Bethany Lutheran Church. And then they got their Celtic Obsession show March 14 and 15 at the Newman Center for the Performing Arts. That's over at CU. DU in Denver. Newman Arts Center in Denver at DU. And Alton, Alistair Fraser, and Natalie Hodge going to be at the First Baptist Church March 13th. Gobbs O'Pond is going to be at the Swallow Hill Music Hall on Friday, March 13th for their annual big show. And of course, there's going to be one heck of a party down at the Soil Dove with two bands, High Time from Connemara and Realta from Belfast, all together one night, one show, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day at the Soil Dove in Denver. So you can check out more details there at soildove.com. Again, thanks for Veronique for coming in and their record release party. Their new CD, Sparrows, going to be at the Clock Tower on Sunday, March 8th. So get down there. We're going to have a bunch of awesome local talent with them, and it's going to be very cool. So this is Pat with Schulte Gale. Thanks for spending the evening with us, and be kind to everybody and enjoy the rest of the night. Stick around, because up next is Musica Mundi.
Join KGNU and Barrio E for Cultura Viva live music broadcast, including a world drumming and culture jam workshop, followed by a live music broadcast featuring Mono Verde Collective, Denver's Latin reggae band. It's all happening on February 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. at Raices Brewing Company in Denver. This event is free, and all ages and families are welcome thanks to grant support from the Denver Music Advancement Fund and Denver Arts and Venues. More info at kgnu.org. Participe con KGNU y Barrio E en el programa de música en vivo Cultura Viva, que incluirá un taller de percusión internacional y gestión cultural y un programa de música en vivo presentando a Mono Verde Collective, la banda de reggae latino de Denver. Todo esto se presentará el 29 de febrero de 5 a 9 de la noche en Raices Brewing Company en Denver. Este evento es gratis. Las familias y personas de toda edad están bienvenidas gracias al apoyo del Denver Music Advancement Fund, el Fondo de Avance de la Música de Denver y Denver Arts and Venues. Más información en kgnu.org.
Feel like dancing? KGNU's got you covered every Thursday night with classic big band and swing tunes, plus modern favorites sure to make you jump, jive, and wail. It's The Swing Shift, every Thursday from 9 to 10, here on KGNU.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail. Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
It is indeed time for Musica Mundi on KGNU. Thanks so much for listening. I'm George C. I'll be with you for 2 hours of world music. Big shout out to Pat Schulte Gale and Avornin coming up on March 8th at the Clock Tower. Avornen. Musica Mundi just now, Reggae Transfusion at 10 with Blood Pressure. Reggae and Chill is his theme, I think. And Sleepless Nights, Restless Mornings, lots of music straight ahead. Tonight I have a little of everything as always. Tried to find some music with some of the sort of lesser known languages of Europe, so I have some Basque music in here, Occitan, Catalan, Karelian. We'll see what we get to. Music of Monday. Stay tuned.